The sun, so bright just a moment ago, is setting now in its fading glow. Darkness grows, shadows creep, as the fae wake from their sleep. So listen close as night usurps day to these tales from the Bluebell Cafe.
So the HPA acts as his hypothalamus to pituitary to what's A? Adrenal, of course. God, Ryan, you're an idiot. Hey, could I get another shot of espresso?
You going for a world record? This'll be your third one. I know it's not really my business, but I feel obligated to say something. Bartenders can cut people off. Why can't baristas? Hey man, you alright?
Yeah, I'm fine. Could you make this one to go?
To go? Hey, listen, I was joking about cutting you off. It's your right to drink a crap load of caffeine if you want to.
What? No, dude, it's just...
Her?
Shh. And... yeah.
She's pretty. You should go talk to her.
No, I can't. She's probably busy studying too. I don't want to bother her.
You guys in the same class?
Yeah.
Go study with her then. Perfect reason to talk to her.
Nah. Maybe another time. Here's $4, keep the change, and please make it to go.
It's on the house if you go talk to her.
I'm good. Thanks, though.
Hey, Ryan!
Oh, hey, Kaya. How did you know my name?
We did that group project a couple weeks ago. Did you forget?
No. I mean, no, of course not. I'm just surprised that you remembered.
Why would I forget?
I don't know.
So, are you studying for psych right now?
I was, but I was gonna head home soon. Just waiting on my coffee.
Oh, that's too bad. I was... hoping we could study together.
You want to study with me?
Yeah. It always helps me to do better when I study with someone else. But I don't want to make you stay if you have something else to do.
Well, I was just studying, too.
So, you want to study together?
I actually just remembered. I have to, meet a friend. Yeah, I totally forgot.
Oh. Well, have fun. I'll just get back to studying then. Alone?
Yeah, I'll see you in class.
See you.
Your coffee.
Dude, I said to go.
And I'm telling you to go. Talk to her. Human life is so short and fast.
Human?
When you have a chance like this, you need to take it. Because it may never come again. You like her, right?
Ugh. I mean, yeah, I do.
And the class you're in together is ending next week, right?
Yeah? How did you-
So this is your last chance. And I'm here. And I can help you. Do you want me to help you?
What? Like, wingman me? Don't you have to, like, work?
Ryan, do you need my help?
I mean, that'd be great.
Do you need my help?
Yes, I need your help.
Great.
But it's too late. I already...
Stop. Look at me. Look me in the eyes, Ryan.
Alright, I guess.
It's not over until last call. We're not done here yet, Ryan. So, go.
Hey, Kaya, if you'd still like a study partner, I'm here.
Ryan! Are you sure? You don't need to go meet your friend?
He, canceled. And I've already got all my stuff here anyway.
Okay, then, sure. Have a seat.
So, how are you feeling about this final?
Terrible. Kingsman's tests are the worst.
Yeah, I don't get why he picks weird details to test on that he doesn't even go over in class.
Right? It's so annoying! But, since his tests are so hard, I like to treat myself after them.
What do you mean?
Like, after the midterm, I got myself a carton of ice cream and just sat at home watching my favorite shows all day.
That sounds great.
It was. After the final, though, I want to do something a little bigger.
Like what?
Well, I was thinking about maybe going to see Running Wild when it comes out. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, it's that one new, like, coming-of-age story, right?
Basically, yeah. Are you, interested in watching it?
No, I'm not really into those kind of movies.
Oh, yeah, totally. I get that. What about that new spy movie?
About the spy working undercover as a chef, right?
Yeah, that one. I'm down to go see that one too.
Well, you still have like a week to decide, so you got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. I just meant, which one would you prefer to see?
Me? Oh, but it's up to you. You're the one going to see the movie, right?
Yep, I am. Although, now that I think about it, it kind of sucked to go to the movies alone. Might as well stream it then, you know?
That'd save you like $10 for the ticket, and you could even watch it from the comfort of your own bed. Or, you know, your couch, or your car even. Any place you could sit.
Yeah, that's true.
So, the hypothalamus, am I right? What's going on there?
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on there. So, the HPG axis refers to the hypothalamus.
Excuse me. Sorry for the interruption. Could I borrow Ryan for just a minute?
Yeah, of course.
What?
It's about your order.
Oh, all right. I'll be right back.
No worries, take your time.
Come along now. What are you doing over there?
What do you mean? I'm talking to her like you wanted.
This is what you want. You like this girl and want to spend more time with her. So please, tell me why is it when she asks you out, you completely reject her?
What? She never asked me out.
So she didn't suggest you see a movie together after your finals are over?
How could you hear us from all the way over there? And no, she didn't say, want to go see a movie with me, at all, when we were talking. So she never asked me out.
She heavily implied it. Either you're much dumber than you look, or...
Or what?
You're afraid.
Afraid? Of what exactly?
Any number of things, really. Failure, rejection, commitment, inability to perform.
Dude!
Am I wrong?
Maybe I am afraid. So what? Why do I need to ask her out right now? Why do you care so much?
Ryan, listen very closely. I'm going to tell you something I haven't told anyone in a very long time. I am a wizard.
What?
You heard me. A wizard. The real thing, I promise. Spells, potions, charms. I can do all of those things, and more.
Oh yeah? Prove it.
Go talk to Kaya.
What? How is that gonna prove?
Right now, and you'll see.
Hey, Kaya, sorry about that. Kaya? Oh my god!
She's fine.
Holy crap, I didn't even hear you!
That's because I didn't walk. I teleported. With magic, Just like how I froze Kaya.
What?
You wanted proof I could do magic. This was the first thing I thought of. Now, will you calm down and listen to me?
Oh my god, oh my god. Okay, what do you want from me?
It's not what I want from you. It's what you want from yourself.
What?
Listen. You let Kaya go now, you'll never see her again. She'll graduate early, or transfer, or you'll go to the same school for the next year and a half, but never run into each other again. And you'll never stop wondering about what could have been.
So you're telling me it's now or never. I can't do this.
I know. Which is why I'm going to help you. Here.
Thanks? But what is this and why is it green?
Because my magic is green.
You want me to drink this?
Don't worry. It tastes like hot chocolate. It's basically a charisma enhancer. You drink it and for the next 15 minutes, you'll be the smoothest guy in the world.
I guess I have nothing to lose. It does taste like hot chocolate.
Of course it does. Now, I'm gonna head back to the counter, and you're gonna stay here and sweep that girl off her feet.
Alright, I've got this. I got this. Sorry about that. Where were we?
Holy crap! Where did... How?
Sorry, what?
It's just... You were all the way over there, and then a second later, you're here. That was really fast.
Oh yeah, it was nothing. Sorry I startled you.
No problem. Sorry, I kind of freaked out on you.
Don't worry, it was cute.
Oh? Thanks. So, studying. Tell me the root of the HPG axis.
Actually, do you mind if we backtrack a little bit?
You want to go over chapter 19 first? Okay.
No, I mean backtrack in our conversation. You were talking about going to see a movie?
Yeah, I was. But it's probably not happening anymore anyway.
Are you sure? I know you wouldn't want to go alone. But if you'd like some company, I'm free after finals.
You mean you want to go to see a movie with me?
If that's all right with you.
Yeah, totally! You want to see Julian, right?
You don't want to see Running Wild anymore?
Well, I kinda do, but you're not into those kind of movies, and it's more of a romantic date type movie anyway.
So, you didn't want this to be a date?
No! Unless you do?
Do you?
Yes! I've had a crush on you since, like, the second week of class.
I've had a crush on you since, like, the second week of class.
Why didn't you ever ask me out?
Well, you never asked me out either.
I did today, when I asked you to the movies.
To be fair, you never asked me out. You just kind of hinted at it.
Well, that's because when I gave you my number, you never called me.
What? You never gave me your phone number?
I did! I wrote it on the paper we did for that project before I gave it to you.
I threw that away.
You didn't even look at the grade?
Hey, he posted it online too.
Wow, okay. Anyways... Yes, you never called, so of course I thought, he's not into me, whatever, but then when I came in here today and saw you, it felt like we were both here for a reason, and maybe this was my last chance, and I figured, why not at least say hi?
I'm really glad you did.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to let you know we'll be closing soon. So, if you'd like to order anything else, please do so now.
Thank you. We were just gonna go anyway. Do you want to come with me to the library to study? We can grab some ice cream on the way.
Sure.
Good night.
Thank you.
Hey, I think I forgot something. I'll meet you outside, okay?
Okay. Don't be too long.
Hey, man. Just want to say thanks again for everything. Especially that potion. I never could have asked her out without it.
Of course you could. And you did.
What are you talking about?
What I gave you was just hot chocolate with green food dye. You had it in you all along. You just needed a little push.
You tricked me?
You're welcome.
Why did you make it green?
For fun.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night. For fun.
Last Call at Bluebell Cafe is a Goose Thunder production. If you enjoyed our show, please support us by subscribing to us through your preferred podcasting app, following us on social media, or checking our website, which is linked in the episode description. Episode 1, Roast Date, was written and directed by Kiana Triana, with script edits by David Wu, Riel Ong, and Jay De Los Santos. Sound editing by Kiana Triana, and music by Damon Wallace. This episode featured Alleged Amateur as the barista, The Lucky Derp as Ryan, and Yuna Marie Katampongan as Kaya. We'll be back next week with a new tale from the Bluebell Cafe in Episode 2, Balance. Thank you for listening.